Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While I was out of the country on vacation last week, the world's financial markets experienced, as the Chinese insult says, interesting times. The Dow Jones Industrial Average experienced its fastest sustained 10% decline. Even though there might be a temporary partial recovery this week, I suspect worse is yet to come. The Fed's emergency interest rate cut yesterday confirms the weakness in the U.S. economy. If you do an analysis of U.S. stock prices, most indicators show them to be in inflated bubble levels. For instance, the median enterprise value ratio to sales of the stocks in the Standard & Poor's 500 was about double where it was just before the high-tech market crash 20 years ago. The total U.S. market capitalization to gross domestic product was more than 50% above the historical average. You can find more indications of overvaluation with a little research. One reason that stock prices are so overvalued is that generally accepted accounting principles for recognizing income are more lenient today than they were at the end of the last century. When paper asset values fall, investors reallocate their positions more towards safe haven assets such as the US dollar and precious metals. When stock prices started to decline in earnest, the price of gold early last week soared to its highest price in more than 7 years. Silver reached an almost six-month high. But with falling stock prices, leveraged investors received margin calls. Margin calls must be covered by delivery of cash within 1 day. Many major investment funds hold large positions in illiquid, subprime, high-yielding assets that could not be sold for quick cash. As a result, the alternative was to sell highly liquid assets, such as gold and silver. American stock prices were in freefall decline last Friday when the Federal Reserve posted on its website midday that it would, quote, act as appropriate to support the economy, unquote. After that announcement that the Fed stood ready to massively inflate the currency, the Dow Jones Industrial Average recovered almost 2% by the close last Friday. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more details on what happened to financial markets last week, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.